State Representative Paul Tucker from Salem is with us. He is running for district attorney in Essex County. And Paul, welcome back to MSO News Sports.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me back. Always good to talk to you.
Paul, I want to talk about the campaign, and then we'll talk about some events going on, but legislation going on at the State House. You can give us some updates on that. First up, John Blodgett, Essex County District Attorney, stepping down. November election, primary coming up. I guess tell us a bit about the campaign and give us a status update on your campaign for district attorney.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Bill. So John Blodgett, after two decades of very successful work as a district attorney, has decided to step down and retire well-deserved. And I would add that yesterday in Denver, Colorado, John was awarded National District Attorney of the Year, which is a phenomenal accomplishment for John and well-deserved. So I'm finishing up my eighth year at the State House as a state representative. I've been an attorney for 21 years, had a long, long police career before that. And when I saw that John was stepping down, I felt that my qualifications and experience and credentials fit what I view is the job of a district attorney. And the campaign has been great. You know, I've run for office four times in Salem successfully. Big difference running in just one city versus the entire Essex County. And it's a big county, but we're making some inroads. We've been from Gloucester to Haverhill to Lawrence over to Lynn, and the reception's been very, very good, and I'm hoping that our message is resonating with folks.
Absolutely. What do you see as, things that as district, if district attorney, what would you do?
Yeah, so I think the biggest topics right now, the things that really need to be addressed, and John Blodgett has done a good job with this, I think there's three things. One is juvenile crime and really being smart about it. Juvenile diversion is a way that if somebody, a young person, does something that runs afoul of the law, oftentimes it's just a mistake that they made that many people that age would make, and they deserve a second chance. We certainly don't want somebody to have a criminal record that follows them for something that might have been a one-time offense in their life. The second part is mental health. I think at the State House, the work that we have done addressing mental health issues has been good, but we have lots more to go. And the third is substance use. We are still in the midst of a fierce battle with the opiate addiction. We lost over 2,200 people in Massachusetts last year to the scourge of opiate addiction. You know, I know the difference between someone that's in the grip of addiction that needs help and somebody that's trafficking in these drugs like fentanyl that need to be punished for it. Those are the things I think that we need to stay on.
Paul, I would think your experiences in the legislature would be very transferable and very useful for this new possible role.
Yes, I believe that to be true in a couple of different ways. One is the committees that I've sat on. I've been on the Criminal Justice Task Force. I've served on the Judiciary Committee. I've served on the Public Safety Committee, and for 6 years, I still currently sit on the Ways and Means, which is the Budget Committee. I think what a lot of people forget is that the DA is also a manager. You manage 160 employees over a $12 million budget, and oftentimes, one of the biggest issues that DAs face is retention. We can't pay these folks enough. I've got the relationships and the experience to go in and fight for the budget. I know who to talk to. I know how to get things done. And honestly, over my last 8 years at the State House, we have done, I think, some of the most transformative criminal justice reforms and police reform that the state has ever seen. And I've had a seat at the table, a front seat, having a hand in crafting these things. So I think all of that is extremely valuable in terms of how to be an effective DA.
We can move on to the State House, but is there anything else more that you want to mention about your run and campaign for district attorney?
Yeah, the last piece, though, I would just ask that the folks make sure they get out to vote. The primary, and in my race, there's only two of us running. We're both Democrats, so whoever wins on September 6th will sail into the general election because there is no Republican candidate. And I just want to remind folks that the election is on September 6th. It's the day after Labor Day, and I'd like to make sure that everybody knows that and gets out to vote.
Good information. Now, and if there's anything else at the end, Paul, that you want to mention that I forget to ask you, that's fine too. But tell me about the State House. If you were to pick out a few highlights, what's some key information or legislation that's moving through the State House? Even now, I know we're in the summer now, but I mean, there's still some things happening, I'm sure.
There are, and it's been extremely busy, Bill. Yesterday, we passed the state budget, over $50 billion, and there are a few differences that we had with the Senate, but we've got the budget done, and it's a good budget. It's fiscally responsible. The fact of the matter is that right now, I don't think the state has ever been this fortunate to have such a rosy financial picture. The benchmark revenues collections have been way up. We've got the federal ARPA money. I think that in the House and the Senate, I think we've been very smart about how we spend the people's money. A lot of this revenue is one-time revenue, the ARPA money. This is not going to sustain us into 5, 10, 15 years. So we're trying to make investments in things that are shovel-ready, some of the infrastructure projects. We've also got some bills that we're finishing up. We just did a major mental health bill. We've got some environmental bills that are still out there. One of them, particular to Salem, is going to help the offshore wind industry, which we've done an awful lot of work on. And it's buttoning up for the year. The session ends at the end of July. And these last 11 days or so, it's going to be a rush to the finish line. We've got lots to do, and I'm confident that we're going to get them done. Sports gambling is still out there. You know, there's a lot of revenue that is on the table, and folks want these things. And the idea is we want to make sure we do them smartly to get it done right the first time. So I think taking a little bit of extra time is prudent.
Paul, I know there's in the past you and I have talked for at length on a number of these different issues in these feature interviews. We're trying to tighten this up a little bit here and keep it short. I just want to follow up on one piece here because you've kind of mentioned it twice, one in your role as a campaign for district attorney and the other one what's going on at the State House, and that is mental health, because it recurs so often with crime, if you will, or with juveniles, with young adults, with everybody, with any age group, I suppose. But tell me a bit more about the mental health piece, because it's a complex, complicated problem, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it's something that in Massachusetts we've done quite a bit of good work on and have much more to go. Right now, the statistics show us that one in four people at all ages have some degree of some type of mental health issue. And unfortunately, I think a lot has been overlooked. If somebody presents at the emergency room with a broken arm or a cut, we can see it. I think what's happening is folks with mental health, and I think part of it, the stigma, unfortunately, has kept people in the shadows instead of stepping forward. We're trying to change that. We've brought more beds online. I've actually identified what I consider to be one of the really important things that we have yet to address, and that's mental health issues in young people. I think it's been exacerbated by COVID. Any night in Massachusetts, there are between 50 and 60 young people that are boarded in emergency rooms all across the Commonwealth because there is no place to go. And I didn't realize this until a year or so ago. I was helping a family in Salem. They had a young man that it was in his 13th day at a local emergency room, simply sitting there waiting for a bed. And they called me on a Saturday. It took me hours and hours and hours on a weekend until I finally got this young man into a place where he could get the help that he needed. It's not where we should be. It's not treatment on demand where we should be. Somebody should be able to walk in and get treatment. I would add that Seth Moulton, our congressman, has done a great job. They've just got the 988 mental health line up and running. I know there'll probably be a few glitches with it, but we're going in the right direction. This is something I think it's an all hands on deck, and we've got to make sure we address this. We've asked a lot of our schools and our police offices, but by default, they've handled a lot of these mental health issues and cases. The other part of it that a lot of people don't know is the people that are in the mental health profession. The caseworkers, I think, are severely underpaid. They're overworked. We have to make sure that we honor their work and take care of them to the extent that they're taking care of us.
Paul, I want to let you know we're recording this, folks, on Tuesday to air, to post on Wednesday. So let me just circle back to the campaign one more time and the last time. But anything else you want to share with us about where you'll be, what's up with the campaign in the days ahead?
Yeah, so I have a website, paultucker.org. We put a schedule out there for everything from sign holds to where we're going. There'll be no days off between now and September 6th. I've been all over the county. Tonight I'll be up in Haverhill. Over the weekend we'll be in Gloucester, and we will be in Lynn. Lots going on, a lot of visibilities. Happy to talk to anybody about it and make sure that people understand that, you know, it's not all about locking people up. It's about holding people accountable but being fair and doing it with integrity, same as John Blodgett has done and the same that Kevin Burke did before him. We've been very, very blessed in this county, and I'd love to be able to pick up the mantle from what Kevin and John have left and take it to the next level.
Well, Paul, hang on the line for just a second. That has been State Representative Paul Tucker from Salem, again, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Essex County District Attorney. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure, as always.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.